Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. I'm sitting with my co-host, the Superior Super Bowl Gabby.
What up, everybody?
And it's a Friday. It's kind of impromptu, and this episode will be out the day after record. But for now,
yeah,
baby. So we've actually been trying to record for a while. Of course, something like new together for a while. But like you know, life gets in the way. Hobbies out there saving the world from tyranny.
All day, every day.
I'm out here.
You're out to adding tyranny.
Huh?
Adding tyranny to the world.
Okay, what's your point?
I'm saying it's a good thing.
But if I don't add the tyranny, how are you going to defeat the tyranny?
Exactly. Tyranny has a bad name.
I kind of like the word tyranny.
Yeah. It's a bad rap. Has a bad rap.
Tyranny does have a bad rap.
Yeah.
If I ever had a daughter, which will never happen, I'd name her Tyranny. My bad, is that problematic? Should I not say that?
I think that's the point.
Yeah, man. So, some news popped off. And I thought it might be a good idea to put this episode out immediately because a couple of things that are going on in the news happen to be going on. So, first off, let's get right into the shits. WWE star Randy Orton was on Twitch. Can you explain to people what Twitch is?
Twitch is a video streaming service that caters to gamers and people who like to watch gamers play games.
Yeah. So Randy Orton was on there, and he happened to do something good, I guess, and he said... Wait, there we go.
Guess what? Bam, nigga!
Yes, that was WWE star Randy Orton dropping the N-bomb.
And he's,
seemed way too comfortable saying that.
What's his race?
Uh-huh.
What's his race?
He's of the fairer skinned.
Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Oh,
white,
okay. Yeah,
Caucasian
yeah.
White male.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with that.
So.
What the fuck? What is wrong with you? Like, you know what's funny, too? It's like, that's something that I hear, like, as soon as I play an open game, right? With
yeah.
other players. I guarantee you there's going to be some white kid saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what it is. It's just interesting to see somebody with his type of exposure, with his type of celebrity, doing something that you only associate to, like, I would only associate to, like, a 13-year-old kid living in the suburbs with nothing better to do but to troll people.
And it's funny, me and my homeboy Ed Diddy from BlackRabbit.com. And
BlackRabbit.com!
And Jeff, Mr. Florida Man, we were all having a conversation via our...
Florida Man?
Jeff.
Oh, man.
Via our group chat. Uh-huh. And we had a discussion about it. I also, Duke, who's been on the show from the Duke Loves Wrestling podcast, he...
I know he's ducking me.
I let him know you said that. Yeah. He was saying that we all had a conversation about it, but Duke tagged me in one. And one of the things that I said was, it bothers me that it's even in his vocabulary to begin with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different when you grow up in the hood and you hear the word a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're around people who are the same complexion as you. And even if he was around that, you'd figure he'd have the people be like, yeah, that's not a word you should be using. Why is it in his vocabulary to begin with? Why was he so like? Why is it something? Why is it when something good happened, his initial reaction was, yeah, nigga.
So I feel like you have more faith in people than I do.
Like, I do.
I
you're not good on Xavier.
Yeah, exactly. I go with the assumption that like, and please, be offended. I go with the...
Just one fact, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I usually assume that most white people will say the N-word, like at home. Like if they're listening, most white people that listen to rap music say the N-word.
Yeah.
They don't say it in public.
I've actually heard some people say that.
Right.
Oh yeah, if I'm in my car, I'll say it. And I'm kind of,
yeah.
I kind of just cringe like. Ugh.
I mean, I wouldn't even cringe. Like, it's in the song. You're listening to it. You're in the privacy of your own home or bathroom or car, and you're honestly not hurting anybody. And I just hate that people pretend like, oh, I would never say that word. I would never do that. Shut the fuck up. Like you're saying it. Just don't say it in front of me. And don't say it in front of other black people in public. Because you'll either get punched in the face or Randy Orton might experience some professional repercussions to it.
Ain't nothing going to happen to him. There's absolutely nothing that's going to happen to him, Perry. There's nothing.
Or maybe not.
I highly doubt that anything is gonna come out of that. But again, this just happened. It's, I don't know if it's such a big deal that they're actually really gonna do anything about it, because well, it also depends on how the media and everybody else really wants to talk about this. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Like, Randy Orton's not Hulk Hogan who dropped the N-bomb. Randy Orton's not, let's say, like, Dwayne Johnson dropped the F-bomb from the homosexual community.
Yeah.
Those are, like, Hulk Hogan is an A-list star in the wrestling community. The Rock is an A-list star, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's Randy Orton. And it's also not going to make a difference because he was also someone who, and people can look this up, you don't think I'm bullshitting. Randy Orton went AWOL in the Marines.
Really?
Yes.
And he didn't go to jail?
So it's just funny that, like, he's, like, no one, there was no real backlash out of that, and they were going to put him in the movie The Marine. You know what I mean? Until he received a ton of backlash from the U.S. military armed forces. Like, do not give this dude a role as a star in a movie called The Marine when he went AWOL.
I feel that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. But so I don't know. I think it really all depends on the type of backlash he gets, because it's really, for the WWE and most big corporations, if not all big corporations, it's about the dollar sign.
And I guess, and that's another reason why, like, I don't know if I'm getting desensitized to these types of situations, or it's just like, yo, it just all seems so fake to me. Like, I know you're genuinely upset, because I know you, and I know how you feel about this.
At this point, with that word and white people saying it,
yeah,
I don't really care anymore. Because honestly, I can't police anybody to say it. I can't police anybody to say it.
Yeah.
He said it. I don't think he should say it. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I can only be in charge of me. Like, I stopped using the F word for the homosexual community a while ago.
Yeah.
I try my best to stay on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Because I know that how I would feel if I was walking down the street and some white person walked in and was like, yeah, nigga. And I'd be like, excuse me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it's in my presence, if I'm within punching distance, it's gonna be a problem. But again, I just think it happens all the time, man. It's like,
it absolutely does.
It's like trying to cover a broken fire hydrant with the palm of your hand. Like, it's just, you know, you could fight this shit all you want, but I don't know. Society's trash sometimes, man.
Sometimes?
Yeah. I'm trying to be that's as optimistic as I can be.
Well, it looks like there will be some backlash because apparently SB Nation caught on it.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing? So there you have it. So if SB Nation got it, then this is going to be a thing that's going to be put out there.
Yeah, I agree. As soon as, again, like, if the media, like you said, if the media takes hold, and it proliferates everybody's timeline, and he becomes associated with it, yeah, he's probably fucked.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, who knows what's going to happen? Like, it's probably, I'm actually kind of curious to know how some of the, some of his co-workers, like Kofi Kingston, The New Day, you know what I mean? Like, or even Bayley, who's of Mexican descent, and like people, Sasha Banks, how are they going to feel about that? Like, you know what I mean? People who are, like, you know, who are proud and black, you know what I mean? Or proud and have, or are people of color. Like, you know what I mean?
Cause, like, they might put a little extra sauce in those punches and those slaps at the chest, maybe. Yeah. Meet up in the ring, you know?
You know what I mean? But they're not going to fire him. They'll probably suspend him. He's probably going to put out a tweet or a message saying that he apologized for all the stuff, which is all fine and well if he actually means it.
I'm so tired of the apology tour, bro. Like,
the apology tour.
Jesus Christ. All right, I guess we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
So, other than racist wrestlers, what else is on the docket today, old man?
Well, actually, no, this is, I think this one coming up, I think this is more of a you thing.
Oh.
The Joker. the Joker movie is as of now. Actually came out Thursday, late night Thursday, or early in the evening Thursday.
Did you watch it yet?
No, I'm kind of like in that mood where it's like, I'll watch it if I get a chance to, but otherwise I kind of don't care.
Yeah, like it when I originally saw like the first trailers and teasers of that movie, it piqued my interest.
Yeah,
because it looked more than anything, it looked like a really cool movie, right? Like it looked like they put some thought into the cinematography. I think we mentioned the palette the first time we talked about this movie.
Yes,
right. Like it just looked really, it looked really pretty, right?
Pretty in a really dirty, grungy way.
Yeah.
Like the visual of it looked fucking phenomenal, man. And to be honest with you, the first time I saw the trailer, I'm like, yo, this looks terrible. Mm. Like the movie looks terrible, but the actual visual of it looked good.
Yeah, and when it comes to movies, like I look at both things, right? Like a movie that's not doesn't have the best acting, doesn't have the best dialogue or script, can often be saved by being like visually appealing, right? So that's one thing, and that's pretty much all I really knew about the movie coming in, because they kept a lot of it under wraps. But then I started hearing things about, you know, the effect the movie might have on a certain group of people referred to as incels or involuntary celibate. I believe that's what that means.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so
I just googled the word. I didn't know it was actually like an acronym or something.
Yeah, so it's a group of mainly guys who feel like due to society they are cut off from having sex with women. And so they feel a lot of resentment because of that, right? And they tend to look up to tragic figures in media, like the Joker, as like heroes, right? As representative of who, of them, right? And at best, they're a group of people who are delusional about the world, right? At worst, they're associated with, you know, killing people because of their resentment. And the fact that it seems like they're taking this movie under their wings. I don't know. It kind of taints the movie in my eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I never would have thought that like something like that would have tainted your view of the movie, like in itself. I actually know a few people who say like they understand like his point of view and things like that. I don't know, like, you
the
know
Joker's
what I mean?
Point of view, or
the idea of having a really bad day and how it can send you down like a downward spiral of like insanity, I guess would be the term for it.
Yeah, I get it. And I think outside of the current situation, like outside of a world where we have things like 8chan, right, that allows very ugly and often violent ways of thinking to kind of get into society, right? I think that filmmakers have a responsibility at this point to not inflame those types of issues, right?
Okay.
And I hope this isn't the case. Like, I'm still going to watch it. Like, I don't want to be the type of person that has a hot take without any information to back it up. So I'll probably watch it. But
yeah, like, I'm going to see it. I'm probably not going to go see it this weekend, especially because I don't really give a shit enough to like go run out and go see it.
Yeah.
Like if Valkyrie was like, hey, let's go, do you want to go to a movie? Mm-hmm. And I suggest a Joker and she's like, cool, then I'll go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But otherwise, I'm like, I'll see it when I see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I guess, and the thing is for me, the issue I would have is if they show the Joker as too sympathetic a character.
Yes.
Because I think, one, it betrays, you know, what the Joker is. Right, the Joker has never really been a sympathetic character.
Yes,
right. He's the anti-Batman. He's pure evil in a lot of ways. And I think that if they make that character too sympathetic, they're creating the perfect mascot for these people that, again, like I think, are dangerous.
That's actually a great way to put it, because it actually does, like, the perfect mascot for it would be the best way to actually put something like that. I don't know, man. Like, honestly, I worry about the people who are looking for a reason to go off the rails You know what I mean? Like, you had the guy from the, where was it? The Dark Knight Rises premiere?
Yeah, forgot his name.
Sandy Hook.
No. Sandy Hook was the school.
Oh, that's Connecticut. I'm sorry. Yeah. My apologies. But when the shooting that happened during
it was
the
it was in a theater.
You know, in the theater.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that person was who I won't say any of those people's name on here because, you know, fuck them.
And I don't even think that Joker was a sympathetic character either. Like, I don't think I think they did a really good job with that Joker. And I guess that shows that, you know, you don't even need to make the character sympathetic. But I don't know. I guess I'm scared.
I'm
being a punk right now. I don't want anything bad to happen. You know what I mean? It's just, I feel like society at this moment is ripe for something bad to happen. And I don't know.
You know what's sad? That, like, that phrase alone is actually pretty sad considering all the stuff that does happen on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And, like, it's the right time for it where it's, like, it's happened so often.
Yeah. So I'd hate for people to go, you know, spend their money, get excited to go watch a movie,
and then something terrible happens.
Something terrible happened just because somebody who thinks the world owes them sex or whatever the hell, right? Yeah. Felt that, you know, the Joker is the perfect symbol for their form of chaos.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, man. Like, I hope that this isn't necessarily the case. Because, like, we don't need any more of that nonsense going on in the world. We don't need any, like, we already get enough of that.
Mm.
So, like, why, like, you know what I mean? Why continue with that?
Mm.
But, it is actually one of the reasons why I'm kind of hesitant on seeing the movie. Because where I go see the movie, it would be a place where something like that could happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Luckily, we live in a state with fairly strict gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively strict gun laws.
Some of the most stricter in the nation, actually.
It's less likely that somebody would have access to a weapon that can do the type of damage that we're, you know, people are afraid of. But I'd hate to see something like that happen. Let's hope, you know. Let's be positive. Let's hope that nothing happens.
Yeah. So, I actually got a funny story for you. So, apparently...
Oh, thank God.
Well, not a funny story, but it's kind of funny. So apparently, Jimmy Kimmel criticized over embarrassing Joaquin Phoenix with awkward Joker outtake making fun of his breakdancing. Comicbook.com reports, over the last few weeks, the DC Comics movie Joker has been under a lot of scrutiny over how it depicts violence, with some critics claiming that its glorification could be misconstrued and inspire violent acts.
Uh-huh.
But late night talk show, Jimmy Kimmel has a very different criticism on the movie. And it's one that has brought a lot of fans coming to defense of actor Joaquin Phoenix after his appearance on The Late Show. Phoenix appeared on a late night show when the host played a clip of Phoenix berating Joker cinematographer Lawrence Shear, putting him on the spot about what he was saying in the outtake. In the clip, Phoenix is criticizing Shear for Shear until he gets to the point where he can't continue the scene, walking out in the frame. Quote, The constant whispering, just shut the fuck up, dude. I'm trying to, like, find something real. Fuck, dude. Fuck. Sorry. Fuck. It's not a big deal. Yeah, it kind of is. Fuck. I know you started the fucking Shear thing. Larry, fuck. Making fun of me. Like I'm a fucking diva. It's not even an insult, Shear. Really? Singer, actor, dancer, fashion icon? Fuck. How is that a fucking insult? Fuck. I can't do this, man. Phoenix went on to apologize for his word after Kimmel played the clip. quote, look, sometimes movies get intense because you're a lot of people in a small place, you're trying to find something, Phoenix says. So you can feel intense, but that was supposed to be private. I'm sorry you guys had to see that. He added, I'm sorry, but he did whisper constantly while trying to work, and sometimes it's really hard to find the emotion you're after. So it was wrong of me. I'm sorry, but he shouldn't have done it to me.
Yeah, don't apologize for being a fucking douchebag. Like, you could tell the guy to stop whispering.
Yeah.
About that. I couldn't work in Hollywood. Couldn't do that shit. First time Christian Bale or whoever fucking yells at me like that, I'm fucking kicking them in the nuts.
But the part about this is like, you have people going, I feel really bad for Joaquin Phoenix.
Why?
in this interview, Kimmel just made fun of him the whole time. That's what he does. That's exactly what Jimmy Kimmel does.
So you went to
a comedic late night show. Like, you know what I mean? He's not the first person Jimmy Kimmel has made fun of. If people go up there, you have to realize that's what Jimmy Kimmel does.
And Joaquin Phoenix didn't seem too upset about it.
But who knows how it was edited and all the other stuff. But like it's more the people coming to Joaquin Phoenix's defense, like poor Joaquin Phoenix.
But how about the dude that he fucking shitted on?
Exactly. Like, it was supposed to be private. I don't care if it was supposed to be private. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't shit on somebody like that and then get mad at someone for doing their job. You're getting mad at Joaquin Phoenix for shitting on someone for doing their job because Jimmy Kimmel was doing his job. That's like Inception. You know what I mean?
I feel like this movie's going to make a lot of money.
It is. No, let me tell you.
No,
I was going to say, this movie's not going to make... The movie's going to bomb.
You think so?
When I say bomb, I mean bomb in a sense that it's not going to do the money that Marvel and DC movies do.
Oh, no. But I don't think it doesn't even look like I had the budget to... It doesn't look like they expected that.
They probably spent more money casting Joaquin Phoenix than they did on the rest of the movie on top of all that. Yeah. But I hope it does well because my girl Zazie Beetz is in it. I love me some Zazie Beetz, man.
I take back every bad thing I said about the movie.
I don't.
Zazie Beetz.
I don't. Yeah. As long as she does well, I'm good. Right. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I don't really have any real faith in this movie. I don't really don't think anything's going to... I don't know, man. It's just there. You know what I mean?
This is like the Joker of movies. just a whole bunch of just chaos and just confusion.
This is the Joker of movies.
I feel you. That's my response to this movie. I feel like it's gonna come out. It might do well early, just because people are gonna be curious about it, right?
Yeah.
If it sucks. Right? There's not going to be a lot of word of mouth, so I might...
If it sucks... Yeah. Let me tell you. Regardless of how this movie does...
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is going to win every award imaginable.
Oh, he's a fucking great actor.
No. Even if he sucked in the movie, which he won't...
Yeah.
I've been on record saying that Joaquin Phoenix is going to kill this role because he is that good of a fucking actor. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... he is going to win all the fucking awards... And it's basically going to be a big fuck you to the big Hollywood comic book movies.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. People in Hollywood hate comic book movies. There was recently someone said...
Martin Scorsese?
Yeah, the comic book movies aren't real cinema.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dog. like shut the fuck up with that. Like, let people... That's the thing. Let people enjoy things. Like, if someone tells... Like, for example...
He's also 105 years old, so...
Oh, are you being generous? You're giving him... You're subtracting your first 100 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
I
don't want to age shame him.
You know he created the film wheel, right?
Yeah. So he knows what he's talking about. He invented cinema.
I think he created the word cinema.
Yeah.
Did you know if you mix Martin Scorsese around, it actually spells cinema?
Yeah. Did you know that when he shits, it smells like cinema?
Oh, man. The fresh smell of cinema?
Yep. Fucking asshole.
Fuck you. That's my go fuck yourself award.
Did he make the list?
Huh?
Did he make the list?
Hold on. Hold on. So, Martin Scorsese.
Stupid idiot. You just made the list.
Fuck you. <Yeah.
laughs> What did he say? He said that comic book movies are more like theme parks because they don't convey like emotions or some bullshit.
Suck
like that.
My
like,
dick.
Just get the stick out your ass and have some fun, old man.
I actually thought I had the a quote here on it, but I don't.
Yeah.
I do have a Thor director Taika Waititi,
director by the way.
Pokes fun at directors woke comments. This weekend we'll see the release of Joker, which is one of the films this year's most anticipated films. After receiving praise from the critics over the critics the world over, the Joaquin Phoenix movie seems all but untouchable as it moves towards success. Still, a succession of strange reports have put Joker under scrutiny, and the latest headlines all to do with the director. Not long ago, Todd Phillips inflamed social media after an interview of his went live.
Todd Phillips, the director.
Of the Joker, yeah. Yep. Thank you. And Strong reacts from his beloved filmmakers. For those unaware of the situation, Phillips did an interview with Vanity Fair in anticipation of the release Joker. It was she, the director who helmed the Hangover trilogy. Ugh.
Really?
Yuck. Those movies suck.
They were entertaining.
If you're watching it with people, they're entertaining. Otherwise, yeah. This movie's trash. Shared his critical view of woke culture and its effect on comedy. Polarizing comments set off a fanfare on social media, and Thor Ragnarok director shared his own reaction to Phillips. He said, quote, Todd Phillips stated, go try being funny nowadays with woke culture. When asked if he would develop more comedies, he adds that comedies don't work because of all the funny guys are like, fuck this shit, I don't want to offend you. I thought he said more than that.
Wait, he said that you can't be funny in today's culture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this movie's gonna fucking suck, yo. Just because he said that shit. Like, he's trying to... Like, to me, that sounds like he's intentionally trying to be as controversial or whatever as possible, right? Like, that... Don't... Oh, fuck. I hope he didn't force it.
So he quoted the tweet... And then Taika Waititi said, laugh out loud, he funny. Yo, good on him, man. That dude's the greatest.
Well, first of all, the Hangover movies weren't like...
They weren't Black Dynamite.
Yeah, they weren't funny.
They weren't half-baked. Yeah, Dude with My Car was funnier than those movies.
Yeah, like, they were just ridiculous. Like, they're just a ridiculous... premise, made them entertaining. Like,
they were bro movies.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, that attitude to me reflects, like we said before, like, that whole incel culture, like, blaming society for your own shortcomings. My nigga, you're not Eddie Murphy. You know what I mean? Like, relax, bro.
You're not Eddie Murphy, you're not Cher, you're not NWA, you're not Lady Gaga, you're not people breaking down boundaries.
Yeah, you're just a fucking sad white dude who made some money making movies, and now you're sad because fucking society doesn't fucking relate to you as much as it used to. Like, just shut the fuck up. I'm gonna make your movies. And I hate that. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Now this time I see y'all see it. Fuck y'all from the very start.
Thank you.
Fuck what you went through, yep. Fuck what you been through, fuck where you going, yep. Fuck who's scared of you, fuck if you did fed time, fuck your clip, fuck your blocks, matter of fact, fuck your block, fuck who you pulled out on, fuck you, fuck your bitch, fuck if you been out of town, fuck your fake ass ice girl, fuck your
thank you Cameron,
fuck you,
with that intelligent take on these fucking assholes.
Yeah, man, fuck you.
You think we can say fuck as much time as Joaquin Phoenix say fuck?
We can go with this.
Wobble up a dub dub!
That
works too. Alright, man, we did a little tight under 30.
Uh-huh.
Anything else you wanna add?
Besides,
don't be a dumb motherfucker and don't go shoot up shit.
Yeah.
If you're white, please don't say the N-word.
If you are,
please don't say it in front of other black people, just out of respect. Yeah. You know what I mean? If for nothing else, just because you respect another black person's wishes.
Yeah.
And if you're around a black person who's cool with you saying it, that's all fine with them. Just please don't say it around me.
And also, nobody owes you sex. Try taking a shower sometimes.
Yo, nobody owes you sex. Yeah. That's not a difficult concept at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Fun fact. And because we talked about this, I went over a year without getting any ass. I also wasn't putting any effort into it.
I think most guys went through that.
Yeah. But it wasn't like, I'm not that dude who's just kind of like, oh, well, since I'm not getting laid, then, you know, fuck this noise. You know, there's actually a group of men who hate women so much they won't even speak to them? Yo, what kind of toxic nastiness is that?
Yo, that defeats the whole fucking purpose. Wow.
But I'm going to bet money that if you ask him, like, oh, so you're having sex with men? Ugh, hell no. That, you know what I mean? Like,
shit. I mean, somebody has to fund the porn industry somehow, right? Somebody has to fund the porn industry.
But I mean, if they hate women so much, that means they can't even watch porn. Like, all their porn has to be guy on guy.
Well, that's to say that even porn that's heterosexual is female friendly.
Because it leaves the illusion that a woman might be getting off at the time.
Yeah,
and you can't have that.
Or a woman will just let you do whatever the fuck she want you want to her.
Actually, that might be their fantasy.
That's definitely yo. Fuck these guys, man.
Dog, get a life. Yo, get real. A fucking life, dog. Life is not that bad, man.
Yeah. And if you are one of those guys, please be offended by this conversation.
I don't want to download. Yeah. I don't want to download, man. Straight up and down. Mm. Before I begin, we got a listener in Germany, apparently.
Yeah, yo, we have a couple of international
listeners. Yeah, so shout out to you guys. Flat out, shout out to you guys listening internationally.
Yep. Shout out to Thailand, Scotland.
Yeah. Germany.
Yeah.
I seen a couple in Afghanistan. I seen Turkey. a couple in Africa. Yeah. So shout out to you guys, just specifically because you found this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Also shout out to the regular oldies. That's what I'm calling.
Yeah, we're probably not the best representation of American culture, no. But you know what? Fuck it.
Absolutely not. on behalf of America, I want to apologize.
Well, look at our president. So.
Damn it, Wade!
Damn it, Wade!